So the hardest part, this is just obviously telling the, because the hardest part I deal with catering, because we're in the same space. We do lots of pharma, lots of different, you know, everyday lunches, but then we also do the, we do the weddings and the high end and the nice stuff for Table and Time.
Okay.
But the hardest part about what we do is we're not a restaurant.
Yeah.
And no one sees a Meal Fit logo or a Table and Time logo. Whereas you, there are five opportunities to pass Ashley Mack.
Right.
There are five, there are 50 opportunities to pass a Taco Mama or a Tzatziki's.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I have to, that's the hardest part for me.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, it's difficult. So how, what, for you now, we talked about at the beginning, where do you spend marketing dollars?
Yeah. Okay. So we have a full-time person that's on our executive team that does all marketing.
For all five places? Yes.
Locations, all lines of business, everything. So we do a ton of social media marketing.
Sure. Paid or unpaid?
A little paid, not a ton paid, honestly. Sure. We, you know, boost and do ads and stuff, but nothing crazy. And then, so I mean, honestly, our marketing dollars mostly are on our personnel, putting everything out there. But, you know, we take a lot of pride in our branding and she does a great job with our packaging and all those things. So, and I know that's different than necessarily like sticking an ad in a piece of paper, but our branding is like people are taking this stuff home. And So the logos, the stickers, all that's like very important to us. Thankfully,
people don't realize this. That stuff's expensive.
It's so expensive.
Like, for example, I'll say this. You brought your cup in as an Ashley Mack logoed cup.
Yeah.
Probably had looked like tea or something like that in it. You have to order 50,000 of those cups.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And they're, what, 22 cents a pop? I mean, they are. Yeah.
They're very, very expensive. So I agree with you. I agree with you there. How many hours a week do you currently work in the food stuff?
You know, it obviously depends on the week, especially with all the kids stuff. So I try to just work when they're in school, which is 8 to 3.
Sure.
I still pick up our youngest at school every day. My boys have sports after. So 20 to 50.
That's a gigantic.
Depending on the week.
That's a gigantic range.
Thankfully, it's been a long time since I've worked 50, but no, I would say, between 20 and 30, you know, so.
Two-part question. What do you hate most about this business?
Oh, what do I hate most?
Hate's a strong word. What do you dislike most?
Yeah, dislike the most? I would say, gosh, that's tough. Because this is also a positive, but customers, as you like, being in the service industry, it's just the general public. I mean, you can do everything right and there's still going to be someone's going to complain about something. You can't please everybody. So whether it's like, why'd you take that off the menu, or why won't you know you put this on the menu, or my meal was late, or whatever it is, you know, I just think there's always something. And so I feel like over the years I've gotten better about taking it in stride, learning how, hey, like, I'm gonna fail, and a lot of it is, some of it is our fault, you know. I mean, clearly it's not like we're perfect.
We are human.
Yes. Yeah. And so you know, I will say the times that I personally, which this does happen, where I have to personally, not very much, but get involved if there's a big complaint about a big order or something. And you know, I think when I feel like there's a resolution, it's like, and the customer is like, okay, like, thank you so much. You know, I'm bending over backward trying to make it right. Sure. And they accept it. I'm like, I'm okay with that. What's real hard is when you do everything you can to make someone like, I'm so sorry, we're going to refund this, but, and then they're still upset. That's hard to live with, you know.
You have to sit there and go, okay, would I be happy with this solution?
Yes. Yeah.
And if I would be happy with this solution, I sleep just fine.
Yes. Right.
So
right.
The funny thing is yesterday we had a meeting. So we changed our chicken salad.
Okay.
Okay, so we put the chicken salad in the vending machines and do it a lot of places, things there. And it's good. But we got a new chef, and I liked our chicken salad, but I was like just married. I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
Okay, but it was a recipe from an old chef that we have just, that's just what we used.
Okay.
It had tarragon, it had mustard. It was great.
Okay. I love tarragon.
Well, so Bobby starts using this new chicken salad, and it's freaking great. It's great. Okay, and we change it. And girl, we got this email. Hey, I eat this chicken salad every day in the so-and-so vending machine at the so-and-so hospital. And if this is the case, if this is the change is going to be made, I will not be buying anymore.
Yeah. You're like, I'm so sorry.
We're so sorry. So what we did was Sierra's, I think this was Sierra's idea. Sierra said, we made the old chicken salad and we took them some.
Yeah. Aww.
Just because.
Yeah. Yeah.
You better savor it, sweetie, because this is the last you're going to get.
Right, right.
But like, I say this all the time. Sometimes a screw up is an opportunity to show people how great you really are.
Totally. That has happened to us so many times. I've had people after something that happened be like, because of the way you handled this, I like this place even more. You know?
We do. It happens a lot in catering.
Yeah.
Because catering is offsite.
Right.
And we do drop off a ton, just like you do. Right. But we also do the like the nice setup right. and things like that. And there are, I mean, it's just the way life is. It happens. It doesn't happen right. as often anymore. But a lot of times you can make a raving fan by how you fix a problem.
Right, right.
And I tell people all the time, don't hit the panic button when something goes wrong. How can you make this right? Because sometimes even losing a little money
yes.
will make it okay on the back end.
Right. Totally agree with that.
And so for people in any kind of business, that's doable in anything yes. that you do.
Yeah.
So today our sponsor for this episode is a company called Nips Media. So I get to work with David Nips. He's the one that owns the company. And what David does is he helps us with paid ads, whether it be Google or Facebook, Instagram. He does that because God's honest truth is I don't want to have to worry about all the changes that are going along with that. And so we've been working with him for a while, and he does a wonderful job for all the things that we do, whether it be our food businesses, our short-term rental businesses, infinite banking, all that stuff. So he does a wonderful job with that. The crazy thing is we recommended it to Carrie Foster, who is a former guest on the podcast. She runs a fast pitch softball business, and he's helping her massively. Jenny McCarty, who owns Five Oaks Farms up in North Alabama, he's working with her now, and he has catapulted their businesses also. Look up nipsmedia.com. We'll put the link down there. If you're looking for someone that can help with paid ads or anything else with marketing, David is wonderful. It's worth the call to set up with him and just see if he can help you. Okay, if you knew what you knew now, okay, so we're 2005. We're 20 years into this yeah. thing.
I know, we're old.
We're 20 years into this thing, and you knew what you knew now. What two things would you go back and do differently? And don't give me, oh, I wouldn't change a thing. That is bull, because I got a list of things I would do differently.
Hard to narrow down to two. Yeah.
So give me, if you had to go back and do it,
yeah.
What are two things you would do differently over the last 20 years?
Okay, yeah. I will say early on, I would have found mentors, maybe a mentor or multiple maybe, or even just been willing to reach out to people that were even competitors to kind of get glean some knowledge, especially because I was so young. I was sure. 25 years old, you know, trying to kind of understand the industry, learn more. Because I will say now I'm very involved in a group called La Dame de Escoffier. It's a
you sound like you stuttered. Say okay. it again. So, I know you probably
that's because I'm a Southern girl saying a French word.
You probably said it clear.
La Dame de Escoffier. So it's an international organization for women in food.
Right. Okay.
And so I'm very involved in that. You would know tons of names. Becky Satterfield, Parta Stitt, you know, yeah. all these women in food. And we raise money actually for women to go to culinary school to give scholarships to underprivileged and different people, grants, all kind of stuff. But anyway, I know so many of these business owners, women that I can text and be like, hey, like who's doing your t-shirts now? Hey, who's my cup person is falling through. I need a new one. You know, whatever. Just talking to each other about things. And I think early on I was too afraid to ask anyone sure. because I was new into the industry, and now especially at my age, I'm 45 now, I'm like more than happy to help anyone, you know, to give them there's
sure.
hardly anything you could ask me that I wouldn't tell you sure. you know, because I'm like, you know, we're all in this together. There is plenty of people in Birmingham that want to eat at all these places, you know.
I tell people this all the time. People are going to get tired of Ashley Max.
Right.
People are going to get tired of Meal Fit.
Yeah.
Because it's just this, no one wants to eat the same thing every day.
Right, right.
And here's the thing too, I tell people, there's enough money to go around yes. to make everybody's business
yes.
go afloat.
Yes.
If you do a good job.
Right, right.
You gotta do a good job.
Right, 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 right. So I would definitely do that. And then the other thing I would do, I would say early on differently, is I would be more, let people go more quickly that was not a cultural fit with us or just wasn't working out. And I think early on I felt kind of stuck, like I needed people bad. It was hard to hire people, still is hard. But back then I think sometimes I held on to certain employees too long that I'm like, this person is not a cultural fit. Their, you know, their attitude is not, you know, what we expect. Maybe sometime the skill was lacking, but a lot of times it was just attitude. And I would be like, gosh, until we find, I've got to have someone here. And I think now I know I would rather do it with a smaller team and, you know, us get it done than kind of have this, you know, all the positions filled, but not filled well.
So the two things are find somebody to ask and ask, talk about your problems with. And then the second thing is fire
yep.
quicker.
Yep.
That's great. Those are two things I would not have expected. That's really, really good. Odd question. If someone put a gun to your head and said, make the best thing you know how to make, what would it be?
Oh, wow. That's a hard one. Probably some form of dessert. When I originally started, it was going to be called the Ashley Mack Dessert Company because I was doing so many cakes and pies and brownies and, you know, different things that was kind of what I was known for.
Yeah.
Early on. And so I remember our first logo, I was kind of like, maybe we should just do desserts. It'll be easy. Like in my mind, I'm like, that's just easier. You know, let's just focus on that. So probably some kind of dessert.
Okay. Give me something that better than that. Give me the dessert. Give me the dessert the best thing that you make.
I mean, our strawberry cake, our wedding cake, that's kind of become a new popular favorite.
I've never heard wedding of that. Wedding cake, okay.
So you need to try it. So, you know, almond flavored cake, like you would have at a wedding. Because I love a true icing, like a really good buttercream icing. Yeah. So I would say probably some cake. Carrot cake is another big seller that we do seasonally.
Sure.
Okay.
You talked about investors. When did you get investors?
Oh gosh. What year was that? Maybe 2020, 2021, so recent.
Why?
That's in my husband's territory, but you know, we did not want to have any debt. We didn't want to, you know, keep growing and obviously not be able to fund it. You know, I think we didn't have any interest in just going to a bank. And I think we had had a lot of people express interest. To us, that wanted to be investors. So I think that kind of spurred us on, like, hey, people want to, you know, they see that we're successful, want to have a part of this, want to help.
Why did you do it though? Is it because you didn't want to take in any debt and you wanted to grow and you didn't have the money? Like, tell me.
We wanted to grow.
You wanted to grow.
Yeah, yes.
You wanted to open up another restaurant.
Yes, right.
And
exactly.
And it's either go to the bank and take out a lot of money or have Johnny help us.
Right. Exactly.
Do you have private equity or is it individuals?
Individuals.
That's good.
Yes.
What's your favorite part about owning your own business?
Favorite part. Okay. So my favorite part would be the people. So we, you know, as you well know, most people, when you ask them what's the hardest part of running a business, will probably say, employees,
people.
Yeah. So I think it can
be the same answer.
It's the same answer.
I just wanted to ask the question because I know the answer.
Yeah. So, same answer. So, you know, it is definitely presents many, many, hard things and sleepless nights, but also, has been the most rewarding for us is just having a part in people's lives, especially so many in our industry, as you know, are just, it's a wide variety of people. And a lot of people probably I wouldn't have come in contact with otherwise, you know, the 17-year-olds or the, you know, just people that we actually are a second chance employer. And so we employ a lot of men from Change Lives Center that are homeless. And, you know, just these men that are awesome that have been, you know, trying to get back on their feet. I mean, we've had one that's been working with us for, 8 years, long time. And, you know, and of course, sometimes that's people are in and out. But just to hear their stories and see how God's provided for them, worked in their life, they've overcome, you know, addiction, poverty, I mean, a number of things. So I feel like that's definitely the most rewarding of just getting to be a part of people's story that I wouldn't have otherwise.
What's the grand plan for Ashley Mack?
The grand plan. Man, I would love to know that.
You tell me.
we do want to continue to open stores. It's amazing to get, we get so many people every week comment on different, you know, oh, I wish you would open in Nashville, or I wish you would open here, or there, you know. And so especially so many people that have either Birmingham natives or their child moved and then they want to, you know, take them Ashley Mack to their city or whatever it is. So we would love to grow regionally. We'll see. We do not want to franchise, and so that therefore it's going to be slower. So, and I'm not saying that would never change, but we've looked into it, and right now we feel like we want them, we want to run them all.
Next question. Why not franchise?
Why not franchise? I think it's very hard to maintain quality, maintain consistency, maintain control, clearly, over your people. I think that there's very few people that would run it like you want to want it run. Sure. And we've talked to several people that have franchised, and, you know, the majority of them wish they hadn't. And so, you know, we're not in it for the money. So, I mean, it's nice to make a living, but we're, you know, not trying to kill it or anything. So, we would rather, you know, have a hand in it. So
you know, Lindsay Miller.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say she understands that world.
Yeah.
And like, how well from a business perspective?
Lindsay,
owns
what?
Owns Battle Republic.
Okay. No. That name sounds funny, but I was thinking of a different Lindsay.
She used to help with, she used to be the CFO at Zoe's.
Okay.
With John.
Okay. Oh, with John. Yeah. Okay. I might have met her.
Okay.
I've met
you
John.
Need to meet her.
Okay.
Because you guys are very similar. She owns now multiple businesses.
Okay.
She owns an accounting company that does all the books for all our businesses.
Oh, wow. Cool.
She's wonderful. Okay. She's awesome. She's around our age. Yeah. She's around in her 40s. Wonderful soul, but has got a mind that is like far beyond her years.
Wow, that's awesome.
And so she helped John grow Zoe's.
Okay.
And understands numbers. Her and your husband would like really jive.
Yeah.
But you would really jive with her too, because she's great.
Yeah, okay, awesome.
I need to make the introduction. Sierra, help me remember to make sure that I introduce those two, because they would love each other. This is a weird question. Besides your family and Ashley Mack, what do you think about the most?
Well, I'm a Christian, so my faith and, you know, what the Lord's calling me to do each day, I would say, is a big something I think about a lot. Reading scripture, praying, you know, trusting Him for the next thing.
Sure.
And just, I would say, in my, you know, day-to-day life, that's definitely the most important thing to me. And, you know, none of us are going to be here forever. Sure. So all these things that we're sowing down here, what are they going to reap, you know?
Right. Tell me about this. How do you and your husband invest outside of your business? So obviously, when you own your own business, a lot of the dollars that you make funnel back into.
Right.
Okay. So do you guys have any sort of portfolio outside of what you're doing from the business perspective? And what do you do there?
Yes. Honestly, we at different times have had little things, but we really do invest in our company because we feel like that's kind of the best, especially in this economy.
Sure.
You know, we're not big into the market and all that. So, and my husband is an accountant, so he's very financially savvy. But we, you know, we, have chosen to, you know, really just invest in our company and the growth of it. So yeah.
Okay. So one of the questions I asked, that's a good answer. So one of the questions I asked is in the previous was, tell me about your favorite book. Okay. And you told me that the book that your favorite book is out of print.
I know. And okay.
I want to know about this.
I know. Well, so many people ask me that. So I need to figure out how we can get him to print, because I do know the author. So Alan Levi, have you ever heard of him?
No.
You would love him.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You should meet him. Okay. He's awesome. So he, is a singer songwriter. And that's like what he really does. And I actually met him. We have mutual friends, but at a concert at Oak Mountain Church that Ashley Max sponsored. And so he's doing this whole concert. And at the end, he presented a book to me because we were the sponsor. And it was called Olivia Town. And he wrote a song about it too, I believe. But the book is this girl named Olivia that paints this whole town of chalk. And so you go through the whole book and it's like, you know, showing kind of the different little parts of the city that she's building. And then you get to the very end and it's like a child has drawn it. So the buildings and everything is really big. And then the people are really, really big and the buildings are like really small, like out of proportion, like a kid would draw something, you know? And so so the whole premise of the book is the people are big, the houses are small. Mm. And so he wrote in there a note to me that said something like, to the queen of Ashley Maxtown, continue to color the world with the love of Jesus. The people are big and the houses are small.
That's so good.
And so ever since he said that, my husband always like will kind of text back and forth, or if something's going on, like we're trying to make a decision about something. It's like, okay, the people are big, the houses are small, you know? And so just keeping that in perspective of, it's not about the bottom line. It is about the people. So
that's isn't it crazy how God can put people in our lives to where like those, that thing, that moment in time, and here we are years later. And I asked that question, that's the story you tell.
Yeah, yeah, isn't that crazy? That's so so yeah, it's not, like, I do love to read, so it's not as much of a, like, oh, you're going to, like a novel, you know, but, and which he has written a novel that was really good too. But anyway, so.
Tell me about your book. So this is intriguing to me, because you've probably got more skill in the kitchen than I do.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, you do, yeah. But the book thing is extremely interesting.
Yeah.
I love the thought of that. Tell me the whole process there.
Yeah.
And how that came about.
So my husband actually for years has been like, you need to write a cookbook. And even customers, it's like, oh, I wish, you know, I love to cook too. And I love, you have so many good ideas or whatever. And on Instagram, I'm not real big on like my personal Instagram, but I'll every once in a while I'll show things I make for the kids or just stuff at home that's not at Ashley Max, you know. And so I have had requests over the years. And then my husband's like, I just think it would be so cool if you did this, you know. And so finally, Hoffman Media actually approached us. Okay, yeah. And I'm Brian Hoffman. I went to high school with Brian and Eric. And Brian was like, that does the bake books and magazines, was like, you know, we totally would love to do a book with you. You know, they're a publishing company and do kind of hold your hand, like start to finish. They have a full test kitchen, photography.
So this is Southern Living.
Yeah. Southern Lady.
Okay.
Not Southern Living, Southern Lady. And they have like a Taste of the South, all kind of.
Okay.
I should definitely know them.
Yeah.
And have published a ton of cookbooks. They do Brenda Gantt. They do Paula Deen.
Brenda Gantt.
Yeah. Have you met her?
I have not.
Oh my gosh. You should.
But.
She's hilarious.
So Darian Craig, the guy that owns Y'all Sweet Tea. Have you seen it?
Yeah. I've seen it. Yeah.
So Darian, Brenda Gantt is how Darian's company took off.
Oh, that's so cool.
And he got her to be a quote influencer.
Oh my goodness.
And that is part of the and Darian was on the podcast. He's wonderful. He is a wonderful soul. One of the best looking men I've ever met. And so like Darian was on here and he told the story about her. And how it exploded, and how this lady's a wonderful. Oh, I don't know her.
You should totally meet her. I mean, I've met her, but she wouldn't really know who I am, probably. Yeah. But anyway, but she's hilarious, and like she is all, you know, blew up during COVID.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Exactly.
But it's so funny.
Facebook.
Not Instagram.
Not Instagram.
Facebook. Yeah.
Yes.
So it's hilarious. But yeah, she has all the that generation. I feel like there's like big followers of her. But anyway. So he approached me, Brian, and we had a meeting, me and him and Andy, because at first I've been like, oh, maybe when my kids graduate high school, you know, it's like, it feels like a huge undertaking when I'm also running a business and have all these kids and I'm never going to have time to do this. So when I met with him, honestly, he sold me on it because he was like, this is what we're going to do. This is how we do it. They gave me like a schedule, like you're going to submit 200 recipes. Because I was like, I didn't even know how it worked. Yeah, 200 recipes. You're going to submit these to us. We're going to cull through them. We're going to help you decide, like, well, first of all, we're going to make sure that we have enough good ones to do, you know, so they kind of interview. I mean, you know, for lack of
a... How many are in the book?
100. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're... And Hoffman Media is, like, one of those people, does everything amazing. Like, anything they do is going to be done really well,
yeah.
You know? And so, so I have total confidence in that. But then when he also said, one of my big hangups of... was like, I'm like a throw everything together in the kitchen, besides baking, obviously, I follow, you know.
Yeah.
But so I just, it overwhelmed me to think about like writing a recipe. I'm not a recipe writer,
yeah,
you know,
I'm with you.
And that's a whole thing, you know, and I'm not real detailed. And so the thought of like, I've got to write down what I put in this, like that overwhelmed me. But when he told me there's the test kitchen, he was like, we have a full, you know, trained chefs that you can give these to and they will write it and then we will test it and you will taste it. You know, there's a whole process.
Because here's the thing. You put a half cup of sugar in there, and then it needs more, and you go and do this.
Yes. How are you going to tell someone how to do that?
I got big hands. You know, I mean, so like, I get it. That's me. And Jackie just doesn't, my wife, she's not a cook.
Okay.
And so I still do most of the cooking in the house. And so she's just like, I need a recipe. I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you got it. Figure it out.
Right,
you know, and
right.
She's like, no. So she's in there looking at her phone and all this stuff.
Right.
And I'll look at the recipe and go, all right, I got it.
Yes.
And I'll go in there and it won't not be exactly the same.
Right, sure.
but it ends up being pretty good.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
most of the time. So 200 recipes, you submit these
200 recipes. He's like, we'll call it down to 100. So I went through, and I mean, I was very, very involved in the process. So lots of meetings, lots of, you know, and they want to do it how you want to, and they want to present you. It's not fake. I mean, you know what I mean? They want it to be real.
It's your
and
stuff.
So it's my stuff. And so they was like, is this how you like this? Like, is this, you know, or when we decorate this, what do you want it to look like? How do you do yours? I'll send them a picture. This is how I ice my cake. This is how I, you know, or it might be, hey, can y'all tell me how would you do this better? Or how would this be easier for the home cook?
Mm.
You know? So it was, that part honestly was very fun. Actually, there was lots of it that I actually really enjoyed. I remember some, like a lot of Friday nights being home, the kids watching a movie or they're out, whatever, doing stuff. And it's like, okay, for 3 hours, I'm going to sit. And I enjoyed it. You know, I got to like look through and create the chapters, and like a lot of creativity goes into it. And then I was big on their photography, which was beautiful.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was actually it was a hard project, but really fun too.
Everyone says that there's no money in books, but talking to you before, you said you made a little money.
I mean, I did. And I mean, I didn't do a huge print. You know, someone could do a lot more. So it wasn't like I was trying to be some bestseller, you know, or whatever. But it was profitable and I made money doing it, you know. So it was worth my time. I'll
How
say
made
that
you
much.
Sell?
About 6,000.
That's a lot of books.
I mean, a lot, but, you know, not compared to.
Can I go to Amazon right now and buy one?
No, they're at my stores. So they're on our website. We do ship them from our website, and then they're at each of our locations.
How many do you sell a month?
Oh, probably depends on, gosh, I mean,
two,
like,
or 50.
Well, always more than two, but 50, yeah, depending on the month. Like, December, I did a lot of signings, so we would sell like 100 at a sign, you know what I mean? But then in the stores on a day to day basis, it's like they might trickle through a few a week at a store. I mean,
when did you publish it?
I'd published it in 2022. So
it's almost 3 years old. Two and a half years old.
Yes, yeah.
Would you do another one?
2023. Oh, all my years are going together.
It's
that was
25.
Right. 22. Yeah, okay. That's right. Oh my gosh.
It's 25.
Yes.
It's
how crazy. Is this possible? Yes.
I know. Would you do another one?
You know, I would do another one, but not anytime soon. I feel like it's a big undertaking. My kids are like, you know, 6 through high school. So it's just, I feel like I want to enjoy and not feel like I have another project, you know, and I don't feel any urgency to do it since I have that one.
Okay. It's a difficult question. If you had to start over from zero, what would you do?
If I had to start over from zero,
you starting over, what would you do?
Well, that's a hard question. Never thought about that. Man, you know, looking back, I mean, I'm so grateful for what the Lord's done, how He provided for our family, our business. You know, doing something I did not have on my radar at all. Like I said, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, and now just the fulfillment of what I get to do, including being a mom, you know, is very rewarding. So I really can't say that I would change a ton. I mean, I know there's a lot of little things I'm sure I would, but as far as like the big picture, you know, I'm grateful for everything. So we just celebrated 10 years that she's been home.
Gotcha. I never heard that before.
Gotcha. Today, yeah.
If someone wants to find you, where do they need to go?
Yeah. We're on Instagram at Ashley Max, and then on Facebook, Ashley Max. I'm Ashley _McMakin.
Yep.
Which y'all can link maybe. And then my email is Ashley@AshleyMax.com. So that's pretty easy.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. It was fun.
Bye.